This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, to episode number 98 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Margo McQueen from Home Tech. Welcome.
Thank you for having me on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, today we just like to get to know a little bit more about, you know, what you do over at Home Tech. So if you don't mind, would you share a little bit?
Well, sure. I've been at Home Tech for 13 years now, and I work with all the realtors and property managers in Lee and Charlotte County, but Home Tech is actually in five counties. And I help them put our home service warranty into their transactions and help their customers. So that's my primary role. Yeah. Right.
Very nice. Very nice. So how did you get involved in that?
Well, I lived in Kansas City before this, and I was a realtor there. And we worked with a local service company as our home warranty provider. And so I got invited to interview here at Home Tech and took a job here at Home Tech and realized that Home Tech had never offered their services to real estate companies. I mean, for 43 years, we've had these home service agreements for our customers and mostly just spread by word of mouth. So I took on the challenge of getting this introduced to all of our realtors in this area because I knew it would be a good fit because it was a good fit in Kansas City.
Absolutely. What brought you to Southwest Florida?
Well, I actually came for this job. So I'd been in Kansas City for 14 years and now I've been here for 13 years. So also, my parents lived north of here, and I thought it would be good to be closer to them.
Absolutely. Who doesn't like Florida, right? Exactly.
We love the weather. It's wonderful here.
I know. We love it down here. So are there maybe some myths or misconceptions about the home warranty industry that we could clear up for our listeners today?
I think there are a couple things, although we're finding with people, so many moving here from the north areas, they've always had home warranties on their homes, and so they do understand the value. But it seems like in Florida, there's an educational gap with the realtors. They don't really understand what they do and how they work. And probably one of the biggest things is, you know, is it worth the money? Is it worth your investment to protect yourself with this? And another one is, I hear all the time is the subcontractors that the national companies are sending are just terrible. And so some people, if they've had like a national plan and they've had a bad experience with a subcontractor, they don't realize that they have a local option like us, and we don't ever use any subcontractors. So we only send our own employees into people's homes to do the work. So it's a much better experience for them. But back to, is it worth it? Boy, our agreement covers over $110,000 in repairs for your air conditioning system and all your major appliances. And for most people, it's $650, $700 for a year's coverage. For some people in a newer house, it could be as low as $400 for coverage. So there's so many things that can go wrong. It's totally worth it. They don't make appliances like they used to, especially. We do about 1,000 appliance repairs a week here at Home Tech.
Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
It's a lot.
So how did Ian affect you guys?
Ian was interesting because we have a lot of our customers that were on the water. And a lot of them, you know, lost their AC systems. They lost their appliances. And because they're our members, Home Tech has basically a membership model. They did get first priority service with us. And most of that service was just to go out and replace what they needed. Like once your AC system gets flooded like that, you really can't keep it. It's just not going to work for very long. So we did about 3 months of our crews working 6 days a week to get everybody back in their AC systems to start with. And then we have an appliance store here at HomeTech at our location. So we were also able, you know, to get them into the appliance packages that they needed.
Very nice. Very nice.
So we were busy. Let's just put it.
I bet everybody.
We have been slammed since then. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
It was a good reason to have a service agreement because, you know, many people waited. Many people still don't have an AC system in their house, you know.
Right,
so
right. Yeah.
Some yeah, there's big backlog.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. We've sometimes people some ask me of, if that's a
challenge along our journey. You mentioned you've been in what 13 and 14 years between mm-hmm. Kansas City and here. Is there something that happened along your journey that maybe you can look back at that was maybe a little bit challenging at the time, but now you can look back and say, you know what, you know, I'm better because I went through that?
I think those that know me know that I've had some very personal losses. I've lost four of my closest family members. And that is just a struggle to overcome and get through. And, you know, when you're in a sales position, you have to be positive and you have to put out good energy to people. And so going through those times of grieving was tough to keep that positive mental energy going. But I have done that, and going through those things definitely has made my faith stronger. And you know, I know who's in charge of everything, and it is certainly not me. So it has given me a lot of comfort to rely on that.
That's great. And you persevere and you push forward, and things work mm-hmm. out. So, what's outside of work? I know you work quite a bit. Outside of work, what do you enjoy doing?
I do work quite a bit. That's because realtors work all the time, and so I work all the time too.
Right.
I do have some other fun interests, though. I have a lot of friends that I like to go out with, and my son lives close by here in the Cape, so he and I get to do things together. I also have a little eBay business that I do. I pick up mid-century modern art and you know, fine crystal dishes and things like that, and I sell things on eBay. So I like to shop. Shopping is one of my favorite fun things to do, for sure.
Who doesn't love that? So is this a good market for some of those finds down here in Southwest Florida?
It is definitely a great market. Yes, there are so many. There's so many older people here that, for whatever reason, their things are not being kept by their children or grandchildren. And so, trust me, there are people in the country that want these things. So it's been nice to find them and pass them along to people that really will enjoy them.
Perfect. I'd love that. I love that. So have you seen any changes or trends within your industry that, you know, maybe we can share with our listeners?
Well, you know, HomeTech does a lot of different things. We're an AC contractor. You know, we do all these repairs. We also do plumbing and electrical. So there's a lot of different things that we could talk about here. But my primary role with the home service plans, I think the biggest change is our real estate market is changing a little bit. It's more of a buyer's market, I think, right now, because we have so much inventory on the market. And so it's a great opportunity for the buyers to ask for these type of plans to be included just for their own protection. And I think that's the realtors are having to struggle a little more because there is so much inventory that they're trying to move. And a lot of the inventory is all the same. So there's not a lot about it that's unique. So having one of HomeTech's plans included is a nice way that they can make their property more attractive and more unique. And so anytime the market changes, I always have to adjust my approach of how this is going to fit in the transaction, how it's going to help people.
And then through your career, I'm sure you've seen the ups and downs and swings and everything within the real estate market.
It's always a wild ride, but you know what? I love being a realtor and I love working with realtors. I totally get their challenges and what they're doing every day. And there are so many excellent people in the field that it's a really fun thing to get to help them and work with them and network with them all the time.
Right. So it makes your job easier and a pleasure. Yep.
It's definitely made it fun. And I think that's partly why I do work as many hours as I do, is because it doesn't feel like working, because I am having such a nice time doing it.
That's it. You got to love what you do. I love it.
So definitely.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm so glad I came to HomeTech. I mean, it's such a great company to work for, with it being employee owned. Everybody works really hard. It's a very strong work environment for achievement. There's nobody slacking off because everybody wants to be profitable. It's just a really good environment. If you are someone that likes to push, and I do, I like to push hard and have success.
Because you've got some of that Midwestern in you. It's hard to find businesses like that down here, because some people just kind of show up whenever they feel like it, or they're not really motivated. And yeah, no, it's good when you find a company like that. Absolutely. It just, everything works better for everybody.
I'm kind of glad you brought that up, because it is difficult to find good help in Southwest Florida, and it's difficult to find good employees. And because of that, HomeTech has an apprenticeship program where we just have these young people come into the company and they learn everything from scratch, and they learn it our way, and they also get paid to learn it. And it's one of our six reasons for our success for so many years, because we do have enough employees to service all of our customers, even same day service when their AC's down or if their refrigerator's down. So we've been able to keep our company workforce strong because of that ingenious apprenticeship program.
That's, you know, you got to get them in young and grow up through the company. So, so is there maybe one last thing that maybe our listeners should know that maybe they don't know about HomeTech?
There's at least one thing. I think there's a misconception out there that you have to have a HomeTech home warranty plan, service agreement plan, to have service from HomeTech, and you don't. Anyone in the five counties can call us anytime they need a repair, and we do have a nice offer for them to come into the membership where they get a nice discount. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you have something that's not working right at your house, we can definitely help you and give you a great service experience, and also give you an opportunity to have all your repairs at no charge as you move forward.
We like that. Absolutely. We love
everybody that. Likes that.
Right. So how would our listeners go about getting a hold of you if they were interested in pursuing a home warranty or even getting service?
Well, if they want to get service, they should call our main number. And I'm just going to give you the 800 number because it's easier to remember. It's 800 and then 800 again and 8356. But if you're somebody that wants a home plan for yourself, and or if you're a realtor or property manager, you need some help with your properties, just get me directly. My phone's 239-470-4647. I'm also on all the social media, and you can just even walk into HomeTech and ask for me. We're at 6400 Texter Boulevard in Fort Myers.
I love it. I love it. Margo, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure getting to know you and learning a little bit more about HomeTech today. And thank you for being such a good neighbor.
Well, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.